So, Stephen, what are the major areas for tax rises or potential tax rises from each of the political parties? And let's start with Labour.
Two principal areas for Labour. The first is to carry on the trend that the Chancellor introduced in his last budget when he restricted the relief for pension contributions for those on very high earnings. It's quite possible that Labour could consider restricting tax reliefs or the personal reliefs to the basic rate of tax, i.e., 20% at the moment, so that the same quantum of relief was given to everyone, regardless of the level of tax that they paid. Quite a dramatic measure, but quite possible that Labour could decide that's a potential route forward. It could collect up to £6 billion. The second area that Labour certainly have history on is increasing the national insurance contributions for both employees and employers, possibly by another 1% for both groups. That would collect even more, approximately £10 billion. And to some extent, that's been traditionally one of the stealth taxes that doesn't get as high profile as an increase in income tax, but does still collect considerable amounts of money for the Exchequer. So those two areas, I think it's fair to comment on that Labour could be considering, because you can track back that to previous decisions they've made and policies they've implemented.
And so to the Conservatives.
Similarly, the Conservatives have history on raising the rate of VAT. Many years ago, Geoffrey Howe almost doubled the rate of VAT. So, and our rate of VAT now in European comparison terms is relatively lower, even at 17.5%, which it goes back to in January. So it's quite possible to consider the Conservatives might increase that to 20%, which would collect £12 billion. I think it's even possible they could look to go further than that. And as I say, the Conservatives have favoured rises in indirect taxation on consumption as opposed to rises in tax on earnings. Other areas that the Conservatives could look to is broadening the application of VAT. One area that would be possible is on books and magazines that many of our European competitor countries have VAT on books and magazines, but they've been exempt in the UK. So that's quite possible. Similarly, domestic fuel. David Cameron has been keen to emphasise some green credentials, and you could see him increasing the VAT rate on domestic fuel. That there could be £1 billion in that for the government. So these are the sorts of areas that the Conservatives have either stated a preference for the additional tax revenues to come from them, or have some history of increasing taxes in previous Conservative administrations.
And then finally, the Liberal Democrats.
Very interesting that there are some pronouncements that have been made by Vince Cable. They're a little bit difficult to piece all of them together, but certainly they've commented upon the problems created by asset bubbles, for example, on private residences. And it's quite possible to see that they might look to have some form of taxation on principal private residences, which at the moment is completely exempt from capital gains tax. So if a tax was introduced, perhaps at a rate of around 10%, that could collect £3 billion. I think similarly with the green credentials of the Liberal Democrats, they might look to, similar to the Conservatives, to increase VAT on domestic fuel and other green tax measures that might collect £3-4 billion together. They've also talked about reducing the rate of capital allowances which businesses obtain. Now, that is which gives businesses a faster depreciation for those assets that it buys, which therefore is partly intended to encourage efficient expenditure by businesses. But you could make an argument that that should be reduced, and there might be £5 or £6 billion that could be collected if that was to be significantly reduced. Certainly, the Liberal Democrats have talked about that area as a way to reduce the rate of corporation tax.